that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service. But until that day, accept this justice as a gift on my daughter's wedding day.
Or even on the day of my daughter's bat mitzvah, whatever works.
I'm Joel Gibbs. This is The Movie Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Everything about The Godfather for the next couple hours. Join in anytime by calling 888-98-CRITIC. Which is your favorite Godfather movie? Do you think Godfather 3 does get a bad rap, or does it justifiably get nailed and never mentioned in the same hallowed ways that 1 and 2 are? What's your favorite character? What's your favorite scene? How many times have you seen The Godfather? My guest in the studio today is Jeff Malta, the man who created thegodfathertrilogy.com, the internet's best Godfather site, regarded by the entire industry as number one. Jeff, since we last saw each other, we had a very significant death in the Godfather family. Don Corleone himself, Marlon Brando, passed away last summer. When you heard it, what was your reaction? Was it like very weird for you?
Oh, it seems a little surreal. You know, you would hope and think that these people would hang on forever, you know, but it's very sad. It was very sad to hear about it.
My son called me on my cell phone and said, all he said to me was, "I'm sorry for your loss." I didn't know what he meant. I hadn't heard the news, but he knows how attached I am to the film. 888-98-CRITIC. And remember, when we get an answer to that that question that I gave out there for the Blockbuster DV rental, we'll immediately replace it with another question. So don't hang up. 888-98-CRITIC. Let's talk to Saul. He's listening in Levittown, New York. Saul, welcome to The Movie Show. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Joel. I'm happy to be here.
So tell me about your obsession with The Godfather.
It started in 1969 when the novel came out. It was I graduated high school. It turned out to be a summer read. I said, it's going to make a great movie.
When you were reading the book, before, you didn't know who Al Pacino was. Nobody thought of Marlon Brando.
Absolutely not. Obviously, I knew who Brando was, but of the cast, the only other name I knew was Robert Duvall.
Now, when you were reading the book, and I don't read a lot of fiction because I'm so obsessed with movies, I'm always casting the book as a movie. Do you recall 36 years ago or so when you were reading it, who in your mind you were seeing to play The Godfather or Michael or any of the parts?
Absolutely not. It was a great character. I loved the fact that he was a man of conviction, but to put a face behind him wasn't even in my thoughts then.
All right, Godfather 1, 2, or 3, what's your favorite?
I like 1, mainly because it's really a movie about family, and that's with a small F, if you will, compared to the large F, meaning the Corleone crime family.
Mm-hmm.
The happier days of the Corleone family in the movie and in the book were in the 1940s when they were at the top of their power. The family was relatively peaceful. Connie was getting married. This reminded me of my own family in happier times.
I guess. Well, do you have a favorite? Do you have one standout favorite scene in Godfather 1 that you always sit back and say, "Wow, that was something"?
Yeah, the scene in which Sonny and Tom and Clemenza and Michael are in Vito's den, and they're discussing how they're going to get back at Salasso, and
right.
The camera pans into Michael as he's laying out the plans of how he's going to, carry out the revenge.
Right.
And it starts from afar. It comes, the camera comes closer and closer onto him, and at that point you realize that he's becoming a man of power.
Well, Saul, I want to ask you this question. This is good for a free DVD rental at your local Blockbuster. I want to know the name of Vito Corleone's best friend and partner in the olive oil business. What's his first name?
That would be Genco.
Genco Abbondando. Oh, that's very good, my friend.
Very good. I'm smart.
That's right, you're smart. You can do things, Saul. Saul, I want you to...
By the way, I'd just like to mention that I'm a member of Jeff's website.
Well, that's great.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
Hi, Saul. How you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Well, you're one of the many, many faithful that go to thegodfathertrilogy.com. And, Saul, we thank you for calling. We're going to put you on hold. We'll get your information, and we'll send you out that Blockbuster rental. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. And, Joe, in Staten Island, you stay right there. I think it's great that we're getting all these calls from New York, especially Staten Island. Hopefully he's nowhere near the toll booth. Joel Gibbs, and this is the movie show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. My guest is Jeff Malta. Saul mentioned, you know, we were talking about who do you cast in the book when you're reading it, and there are some very famous stories about the crazy ideas that Hollywood had about casting someone other than Brando in the role of Vito Corleone. Share that with us, Jeff.
Well, I just think when you look at the documentaries and stuff, you see screen tests of actors who are playing parts other than like what we're used to. And I think more that the shock isn't really like who could have been playing it. It's more like we can't really imagine someone else playing it, no matter who it is. Like, who else
right.
can we imagine playing
as
Don
Vito? As I recall, they had thought about Burt Lancaster. And then I guess in a sense, if we didn't know from Brando or anything else, you could see Burt Lancaster doing a role like that. But I think they also talked about Ernest Borgnine. I believe that. Can you see that? McHale's Mafia. That would have been interesting with Tim Conway as Sonny. I'm not sure that's going to work out too well. And many of you listeners may not know this name, but Rudy Valli. He was a guy from like the 20s and 30s. He was a crooner on radio. He did that Winchester Cathedral, you know, kind of stuff. He was begging for the role, but you're right, Jeff. We can't see anybody.
Wasn't Danny Thomas trying to buy his way into the role?
I remember some sort of story like that. As a matter of fact, I'll mention this later in the show. Peter Biskind, who wrote one of the great Top of the Tank Guy Library Men's Room books. I say that with affection. The Godfather Companion is going to be our guest next week, talking about his articles in Vanity Fair. He has a great, in The Godfather Companion, you've read that, obviously, Jeff.
Yeah.
He's got a great section in the third part of the book regarding Godfather 3, about all the insane ideas that they had for casting Godfather 3. And who and the plots about Colombian drug cartels and Sylvester Stallone as Anthony Corleone. Crazy, crazy stuff. Can you see anybody in any of these movies being cast as anyone that already is?
Well, I know that Robert Redford was considered for Michael at one point.
Insane. As he was for Benjamin Braddock in The Graduate, but that's right. A whole other show.
And actually, Robert De Niro actually did a screen test to play Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would have been a little interesting if had he got that role.
Because you could see him pulling something like that off, the volatile sort of temper thing. In fact, for those of you who have never seen one of the extra discs in The Godfather Trilogy DVD set, The Godfather Collection. There's a disc called The Godfather Family, and there are excerpts from many of the screen tests, Diane Keaton, Al Pacino, James Caan, and that screen test of Robert De Niro trying out for Sonny. It looks like he's got like one of those hood like leather hats on and jackets.
Yeah, hat and a ponytail and like looked all, you know, hoodie Italian.
Well, if you love The Godfather as much as Jeff and I do, you'll hang on for the next couple hours. Anything and everything you want to know about this film is what we're doing. Joe is standing by from Staten Island, New York, right outside the Corleone compound. We're going to get to him in just a moment. But here is another Godfather question that's good for a Blockbuster DV rental. First one in is going to win this. And this has to do with the head of the five families, the one head of the other families that turns out to be behind all the problems in Godfather 1. Don Corleone has a revelation in the back of the limo, riding with Tom Hagen, and it occurs to him, who has been behind this all along? You name me the last name of the head of that family, and you've got yourself a Blockbuster DVD rental. Jeff Malta from TheGodfatherTrilogy.com and yours truly, Joel Gibbs. We are the Odd Couple of Movie Talk Radio today on The Movie Show here on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.